Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name.
Father, I ask right now, in the name of Jesus, in that name that is above every other name, in that name, God, that every knee shall bow, and in that name, God, every tongue shall confess that you're Lord. Father, I ask that you give me the physical strength, Lord God. God, I ask that you would give me spiritual energy, Lord God, to speak your word, oh God, with boldness, oh God, with faithfulness, Lord, with clarity, with wisdom, with accuracy, Lord God, and with authority, Lord God. God, give me passion, Lord God. God, humble me, oh God, before you, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask right now that I would decrease, Lord God, that you would increase in me, God. God, give me the words to say, oh God, to encourage these, your people, Lord God. Give me words, oh God, to speak to the congregation, Lord. God, I ask that you would prepare their hearts. Give them ears to hear, God, right now, what the Spirit of the living God is saying to the church. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness, O God, the garment of praise, O God, that we all may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he and he alone may be glorified. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that your strength is made perfect in my weakness, Lord. Today I come to you with a message, and the title of the message is Have Faith in God. Have faith in God. This church at Victory Christian Center Church on 18th Avenue and 30th Street was established over 25 years ago on the Word of God. The foundational scripture is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him." Are we diligently seeking God? Are we believing God? Like his word says, believe and we shall receive. Our founding father of this church, our very own Pastor Claude S. Williams, aka Man of Faith. Man of Faith. He has taught us over the years to trust God, to depend on God, to rely on him and lean on him no matter what. He has taught us as a people to keep our eyes on Jesus. He has taught us not to look to the left nor to the right, but look onto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Amen. He has taught us well. Now the time has come for us to rise up and trust God. And trust God. So what is faith? Webster's defined faith as confident belief in truth, value, trustworthiness of a person, idea, or thing. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith. He didn't say tomorrow faith, did he? Did he? He didn't say tomorrow faith. He didn't say the faith of past. He said now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Thank you, Lord. While I was studying this message, I came upon a story and I thought I'd like to share it with you all. It was about the uniqueness, Gwen, of the Chinese bamboo. Remember that? And the Chinese bamboo, it says that he was planted and he was nurtured and watered, and there was no visible signs of growth. But we know that even though we don't see what's going on, we know that God is still at work. That God is still at work. God is still at work. Even though we don't see, God is still at work. Because God never slumbers, nor does he sleep. Amen? Amen. So this Chinese bamboo, it says it takes about 5 years for the slightest sign of growth to be visible to the human eye. And it says right around the fifth year, within a six-week period, all of a sudden, this bamboo tree shoots up about 6 feet, 6 feet tall. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I think of that in correlation to our own prayers. Our own prayers that we're praying and we're believing and we're trusting God. Then all of a sudden, God steps in. God steps in. God steps in. God shows up and he shows out. He shows himself to be El Shaddai. He shows himself to be the Most High God. He shows himself to be the King of Kings. And he shows himself to be the Lord of Lords. The God of Israel, he is. Hallelujah. He is our God. And we greatly praise him today. We praise him today. Now faith, it says in the Amplified version, I broke it down. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confidence, the confirmation, the title deed. The deed, I got papers. Amen. I got papers. I got a deed to this. He's entitled me to good things. Amen. In Jesus' name. The title deed of things we hope for being the proof of the things that we do not see. And the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as a real fact what is revealed to the senses. And the five senses are what? Sight, hearing, touch, smell, and taste. Right? And what does the word tell us to do? We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith. Faith in who? In God. In his ability to do exceedingly, what is it? Abundantly, above all that we could ever think, we can ever ask, we can ever hope, we can ever imagine, according to the power of the work in us who believe. Come on, believers. We got anybody in the house today that dare to believe God? Dare to believe God today. Now faith is. Put your trust in a God that cannot fail. Thank you, Lord God. Just believe. Just believe that he is who he says he is, and he can do what he says he can do. When he found nobody else, Gwen, he said he swore by his own self. There is none that is above him. Hallelujah. None beside him. He is the Most High God. He is the God of heaven, and he is the God of earth. He's our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. So let's look at the word of God and see what he says about our God being faithful. Thank you, Lord God. Our God is a faithful God. I heard them singing today about the rock. The rock. Deuteronomy 32 and 4 says, the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness without injustice. Righteousness and upright is he. Talking about our God. Talking about our God, Mary. Talking about our God. Amen. 2 Timothy 2 and 12 says, if we are faithless, listen at this. It says, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Glory be to God. And it says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 24, faithful is he who calls you, and he will bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. What else can we say about our God? Can we say that he is trustworthy? When we look in the dictionary, the definition of it says it's worthy of confidence and dependable, reliable. Is God not dependable and reliable and trustworthy?
Always
and forever. 2 Samuel 7 and 28 says, "Now, our Lord God, you are God and your words are true. And you have promised this good thing to your servant." Psalms 19 and 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." Glory be to God. Psalms 111:7 says, "The works of his hands are truth and injustice. All his precepts are sure." And Psalms 22, verse 4 and 5 says, here's the clincher. This is one I really, really like, y'all. He says, "In your fathers you trusted." Your fathers trusted in God. They trusted and you delivered them. To you that they cried out and were delivered. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. So the word tells us that we cannot be disappointed when we put our trust in God. In God. In God. As we look back in the Old Testament, we see Daniel. And when they made a decree and said that Daniel had to stop praying, what did Daniel do? He kept on praying. He kept on praying. He kept on praying and he kept on praying. He prayed so much that they said, "Okay, you're not going to stop praying." So they threw him in a pit of hungry lions. But our God, look at the rock. But our God came in and shut the mouth of the hungry lions and delivered Daniel out of the lion's den. Amen. As we look also at the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they placed them in a fiery furnace and they turned that fire up 10 times hotter. But when they looked into that fire, they threw them in bound. But when they looked in that fiery furnace, they saw a fourth man, and they was loose in the name of Jesus. Look at our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And last but not least, Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas. What happened at midnight? We're going to read about what happened at midnight in Acts chapter 16, verse 25. It says, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open, and everyone in chains were loose." Here we go. He loosened up some people right now in the name of Jesus. "And the keeper of the prison awakened from his sleep, seeing that the prison was open, supposing that the prisoners had fled, he took a sword, and he was about to kill himself. But Paul called out with a loud voice." Paul called out with a loud voice. With a loud voice. Saying, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." Then he called for the light and ran and fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" What must I do to be saved? So what did he say? He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your whole household shall be saved." Glory be to God. Not only you, but your whole household shall be saved. So can we just dare to believe our God? Our God. We know that faith is the key that unlocks the door to the promises of God. And we know that the Bible plainly tells us in Romans 10 and 17, that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. According to Ephesians 2 and 5, it says, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works of any man, lest we should boast. For we, his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God have before ordained that we should walk therein, into good works. We're not saved by ourselves. There's nothing we can do but accept the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him and believe him in our heart, and we shall be saved. Amen. The good news today is have faith in God. The good news today at Victory Christian Center Church is have faith. Trust and believe in God. He tells us to trust in him with all of our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. He tells us but to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he will direct our path. So continue to trust our God. So we've talked about several things. We found him, my brothers and sisters, to be trustworthy. We found him to be loyal. We found him to be reliable. We found him to be dependable, forgiving, compassionate, just and kind and loyal, and on, our God. Our God, that's who we're talking about today. We're talking about our God. We're talking about the Lord of Lords. We're talking about the King of Kings. We're talking about the Prince of Peace. That's who we're talking about, our God. So don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Cast not your confidence away, but trust in God. It's time right now. Right now. If you stand today or any other day in need of a healing, call on the name of our God. When we call on his name, there's power in his name. There's power in the name of Jesus. We can call on him and know him to be Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And he will heal us, because he said he sent his word to heal us and to deliver us from all destruction. Thank you, Lord God. If we stand in need of peace, we know that he is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. And he says, peace, be still, and know that I am God. He says if we would keep our minds stayed on him, he would keep us in perfect peace, because we have trusted in him. Because we have put our trust in him, knowing that he cannot fail us, no matter what. And if we are standing in need of a provision, know this, that he is our provider. He is our provider. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I am reminded of a civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King, and his words. He said that faith is taking that first step when you don't see the whole staircase. When you don't see the whole staircase, take that first step. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, she stepped out on faith. There was a crowd all around Jesus. All around Jesus. But she knew if she could just get there, if she could just make it there. Sometimes in life, you're going to have to press your way. Press your way. Press your way. Press your way in. Into Jesus. 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 He was coming by. And that woman said, if I could just touch, Donna, the hem of his garment, then I know that I will be made whole. I know this. I know this. I know this. There's times in my life, I know that I've had to press my way, Sister Mary. I've had to press my way to the house of God. I've had to press my way. I've had to press my way to work. We all know what that's all about. But God gave me strength every time, because he promises in his word to give his people strength and peace. Strength and peace. So today, my brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to put your trust in God. He won't fail you. He won't fail you. Trust God. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, trust him. Trust him and believe. And believe. It's not over till God says it's over. It's not over. Hallelujah. Till God says it's over. It's not over. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord God. And we know in that story that he said, daughter, be of good cheer. thy faith has made you whole. So in closing, my brothers and sisters, I just want to come with a word of encouragement today to have faith in God. Have faith in our God. He won't fail us. He won't let us down. He's here. He's here. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And in closing, just a reminder of what Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. And he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, congregation.